In the dust I lay my soul, humbling oneself before the Lord. Occasionally, life gets heavy, and we all hit those times where we feel completely exhausted. It sounds intense, but it's really just about getting real with God and being humble. This isn't some fancy religious rule. You can do it every day, and it's a way to connect with the Lord who sees you right where you are and lifts you up. You admit you're not in control of everything when you lay your soul in the dust. You acknowledge your limits, your mistakes, and your need for more. God has a heart for people who come to Him without pretending to have it all together. He raises the lowly from the dust. When God takes people who feel small, overlooked, or crushed, He gives them a new place, a new chance. Humbling yourself isn't about thinking you're worthless. It's about being honest. You stop trying to impress everyone, including God, and just show up. This feels backward in a world where we're supposed to look strong and successful all the time. Yet it's the only way to real change and peace. When you bow low, you let God do what He can't. Imagine a dry field after a long drought. The ground is cracked and dusty, just like the way our hearts can feel when pride takes over or when we carry burdens alone. Laying your soul there is like preparing the soil. You open up and let God fill you up with fresh life. Our very bodies came from dust, but God breathed life into them. He is amazing at turning dust into something beautiful. Being humble brings us back to where we started, where we remember who made us and who sustains us. The practice changes your daily life. Instead of fighting for your own way in arguments or stressing over every outcome, you let go. You say, "God, I trust you more than my plans." That shift gives you freedom. You worry less because you know that He's watching over you. You have more patience and kindness for others when you're not busy lifting yourself up. You see them as fellow travelers who need grace too. When you recognize your smallness before a big God, praying becomes simpler and deeper. You don't need long fancy words. Just honest talk from the heart. Over time, you start to notice His work in your life. You'll notice small joys appear in your life. Strength appears when you don't expect it. Opportunities open up that you couldn't force yourself. Thank Him for the ways He's already lifted you. Ask for help in the areas where you feel stuck. Listen for His gentle direction. It's not because we earn it that the Lord lifts the lowly from the dust. It's because of His love. That's good news for anyone who feels defeated by failure, loss, or just the grind of everyday life. It's a daily choice, not a one-time event. You don't have to fix yourself first. Come as you are, soul in the dust, and let Him raise you. Some mornings you wake up ready to surrender. Some mornings you need to remind yourself again. That's okay. God is patient. If you live this way, you'll see success differently as well. Elevation comes from God, not from climbing over others or chasing applause. He lifts you, and He blesses everyone around you. Pride leads to falls, but humility leads to steady growth. This truth shows up in stories throughout the Bible, where unlikely people, the overlooked, and the ordinary become part of big things because they stay humble before God. Keep in mind that dust isn't the end. It's just the beginning of resurrection power. Jesus Himself knew what it meant to be brought low, and through that victory came. If we follow His example, we can trust He's going to raise us up in His perfect timing. No situation is too dusty for Him. No heart is too messed up. Try it out today. Find a quiet place, maybe even sit on the ground for a moment, and talk to God about your struggles, your thanks, your hopes. Humility will work its magic on you. You'll discover that the God who raises the lowly from the dust is near, ready to breathe new life into you. Keep coming back to this place. It's where real change happens.